大家好，我叫 Max。
大家好，我叫 Hasnan。
We are excited to be back with episode 2 of Listen and Learn Chinese, our podcast where we'll be learning at the same time as all of you and sharing our tips and tricks for learning and speaking Mandarin Chinese.
Last episode, we covered reasons why to learn Chinese and practiced how to greet people and introduce yourself.
This episode, listeners will learn one of the ways that Mandarin is unique compared to most other languages.
This is actually the first episode in a mini-series in learning the foundations of Chinese pronunciation, where we'll be teaching you about tones and pinyin.
We thought that for these super important concepts, you might like to see a visual aid. So that's why we've made a PDF to go along with this episode, which you can find linked in the description. Before we get down to business, let's start with a quiz. Hasnan, why don't you start us off?
I'd love to. What is the most basic term for hello in Mandarin, and what two words is it comprised of? So what would be the answer to that, Max?
The answer to that is 你好, 你, meaning you, and 好, meaning good. 你好. Question 2. Approximately how many people speak Mandarin Chinese?
All right, so that number kind of depends on what source you're looking at, but most sources will say that the number of total speakers for Mandarin Chinese is over 900 million to over a billion. So the third question would be, using the words that you've learned in episode 1, try to construct the Chinese sentence for I am also very good.
The answer to that is 我也很好. 我 means me or I, 也 means also, 很 means very, and 好 means good. So 我也很好 means I am very good. 我也很好.
So the big idea for today's episode is that Mandarin is a tonal language which has technically 4 but actually 5 tones.
The tone of a word is the pitch of your voice while pronouncing it.
So a tonal language means that the tone in which you pronounce a word completely changes its meaning when speaking Chinese.
Compare that to English, saying this versus this. Just saying this in a flat intonation simply refers to an object or concept in close proximity to you. This book, for example. If you raise your intonation a little near the end of the word, you sound inquisitive. Then you get this, which still refers to the same word that has that same definition. It's the same book, but you just feel like you're slightly questioning it.
So English, therefore, is a non-tonal language because the tone of your voice while pronouncing something doesn't change the core meaning of the word, but like Max says, just slightly changes the context in which it should be interpreted.
Let's go ahead and show you the tone so you can see what we mean.
So the first tone that we're going to cover is actually called the first tone. So the first tone is high and flat. You start high and flat and you keep it there. For example, the tone for the first syllable of the word to speak or to say is shuo. So the tone is high and flat. It's pronounced shuo.
The second tone we're going to cover is called the second tone. It starts low and ends high, also called the ascending tone. It sounds a lot like how you would make an inquisitive intonation in English. The example we're going to use is wei. That's the word that people use to answer the phone in Chinese.
So the third tone, I think you may have guessed by now, is called the third tone. So the third tone starts low and flat, and it ends low and flat. So to do this properly, you should feel most of the air actually leaving your lungs when you do a good third tone. So we've actually already gone over several examples of that. The first one is the word for good, hao. The word for very, hun. The word for me or I, wo. And the word for you, ni, are all in the third tone. They start low and they end low.
The fourth tone we're going to cover is called the fourth tone. It starts high and ends low, also called the descending tone. It has a lot of energy and it comes down fast. The example we're going to use is ren shi from last episode. It's a double fourth tone. Also, the xing from gao xing is in the fourth tone. Consider it the opposite of the second tone, which rises.
So although Mandarin technically has 4 tones, we like to consider it as actually having technically 5, because you can also pronounce words with a lack of a tone or having no tone at all. So if a word doesn't have a tone on it, you just say it quickly. So for example, ma is a modifier word that turns statements into questions. You probably heard this in episode 1, where we compared saying 你好, meaning hello, to 你好吗, adding a ma at the end, which means how are you? So you went from saying 你好, you good, to saying 你好吗, which means are you good?
So let's do a quick review. That first tone is high and flat.
The second tone rises from low to high.
The third tone is low and flat. It's the opposite of the first tone.
And the fourth tone falls high to low. It's the opposite of the second tone.
And when you have no tone, you just say it quickly.
So next up, I think we should discuss some important points that are good to know for properly using tones. I think the first one we should cover is that the tone that you pronounce a word in completely changes the meaning of that word, not just the context or delivery of the word, as we alluded to before.
For example, ma pronounced without a tone basically functions as a question mark.
But ma pronounced in the first tone means mother.
And ma in the second tone means hemp.
And ma in the third tone means horse.
And ma in the fourth tone is the verb to scold.
So if you want to ask someone how they're doing, remember to pronounce that ma in ni hao ma without a tone, or else you might just be calling them a good horse by accident, which is a really bad way to make a first impression.
Also, a specific syllable pronounced in a specific tone doesn't necessarily have a singular and unique meaning.
In fact, a given syllable pronounced in a given tone can have multiple different meanings.
For example, shi in the fourth tone, sh, most commonly means is or am. This is a super common verb, and like all verbs in Mandarin, doesn't need to be conjugated. So I am is just 我是, but you are is 你是. The verb doesn't change. 是, pronounced exactly the same, can mean matter, affair, city, test, or experiment.
So the first time I learned this, I'm going to be honest with you, it honestly sounded insane to me. But if you think about it, English has lots of homonyms that kind of do the same thing anyway, which probably seems insane to non-English speakers who try to learn English. For example, take the word right, spelled R-I-G-H-T. That's a direction and is the opposite of left, but it sounds identical to the word right, spelled W-R-I-T-E, which is a verb.
Keep in mind that all of the examples of 是 that we said earlier correspond to a different Chinese character.
Chinese characters are different from English words because they don't have letters that can spell them out.
Think of a character as a symbol that holds a specific meaning and can be expressed by pronouncing a given syllable in a specific tone, but knowing that the exact pronunciation can also correspond to a different character with its own meaning.
All right, Max, I think we've covered just enough for today. What do you think?
I think so, but since all good rules are meant to be broken, next episode we'll be covering exceptions to pronouncing these tones we just covered.
But definitely not before we leave you with a quiz. I'll start us off with the first question, which is, which two pairs of tones are opposite to each other and why?
Question 2, how do you turn statements into questions in Chinese?
And question 3, how do you say it's nice to meet you in Chinese? And we'll give you a hint. Back in episode 1, we told you that the phrase for this directly translates into I am very happy to meet you.
That's all for now. 再见.
再见.